Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. Donnie, going to be looking at the overall market. Volume's healthy, but sliding slightly. Rejection rates actually continuing to kind of trend higher, which is a positive sign because you would think after we see this rapid increase that we saw, again, weather related, but you would have thought, okay, fairly soon after that, we would have seen it back down because the market is so loose.
And that's where it started, but we had some weather issues. But, you know, this is 5.60 right here. Mm-hmm. This is where we peaked out at Christmas time. And we're all the way back up to 5.35. So we're almost like, you know, like I said, the fourth quarter rush.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, volumes are slightly lower, but as volumes are continuing to go down, of course, we do have this increased momentum headed into the end of the month as well.
Yep.
That's kept them elevated here a little bit. So, you know, the first thing I'll be thinking of today and even tomorrow, the rest of the week, is keep the pressure, upward pressure on your spot rates right now and keep this momentum going. But this is going to kind of help out. This is going to give a good start to October for these carriers.
February.
I don't know where
we are.
October. Halloween is coming soon now. So as we head into February, this will give a good start to February. They'll still trend down, and we may see them get back down to this 3.5-4% range. But let's look at the next one, and we'll kind of break this down a little bit as we see it. We have reefer in green here. It's at 10.62. It's slightly started to make that turn and head back down.
Makes a little more sense on the reefer side because when you factor in the lead time for that, you're getting into early parts. I mean, right now you're still maybe over the weekend, but I mean, you're into February now. You're booking February freight now.
So here, this peaked out a few days before the rest of them, and that's that 4-day tender lead time.
Yep.
Here we've had trending down slightly here for a few days, has been our flatbed, but it's still at 9.02%. So both of these are very healthy. Now we say this very healthy. We never really saw these drop below 10% back during, you know, in 2019. So these are still lower than all time lows pre COVID.
But reefer was at 3-4% earlier in 2023 or mid 2023. So, I mean, you're talking rejection rates have dropped. Reefer rejection rates are double what they were just 6 months ago. That's a positive sign for...
And getting above that 10% mark as well.
Yeah, and the question will be, how long does it hold there? Or how long before it drops back down into the 9% range and where that trend goes? But the one that takeaway is van market, looking over there in the blue line by you, it's up. It's really flatline, like plateaued at these levels, which is... I mean, it's been there, what, 10 days? I mean, that's overall should be a positive sign if you're
And
carrier.
It's just above 5%. We've only seen peaks above 5%. We can go all the way through to 2023, and you're not going to see this currently right now. So, again, a good start to February.
Yes.
As we start it, you know, hopefully here we'll hold above 5%.
Yeah. I mean, that's ultimately the goal. Now, what's going on with volumes? I mean...
So volumes, you know, if you go back and let's look at the beginning, kind of this is the February, March of 2023. You see they're kind of a little bit low or trending down for reefer as they come off the peak. And here we've kind of trended up for reefer and bounced back up a little bit for driving. It's still well kind of above where we were last year. So volumes are pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, together, reefer, drive-in, flatbed, everything is just above 11,000. We want to be above 10,000.
Yep.
Now, again, we know that capacity is a little loose. We have just too many trucks.
Yeah.
And we could have a pretty strong market here and probably a lot higher rejection rates, you know, if we didn't have quite so many trucks. This will be a very strong January for, you know, comparing to previous years.
Yeah. If the market is in a situation where the freight recession isn't necessary, right now it's being driven by excess capacity in the market, not a demand side. The beginning of the market or the beginning of the downturn was a shift decline, or back in 2022, was that swift decline in volumes. And then they kind of leveled off and actually have risen. They rose throughout 2023.
You can see the demand for trucks is starting to pick back up.
Yeah. And I mean, if you continue this trend, right, into 2024 and say, we stay at levels elevated from where we were. I mean, again, you just see continued growth. That gap that we looked at yesterday narrows very quickly when you start to see some volume growth and carriers leaving the market. It can make the market tighten rather quickly. It's just a matter of when does that actually happen?
And when I don't think it'll be summertime. I think it's gonna be a little bit later.
Yeah.
But when we get into fourth quarter this year, it could be a lot tighter than what we expect.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.